crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're going to talk some high school baseball here on Drive Time Sports. Now, earlier in the week, the Garmin Dinos had a golden opportunity to potentially grab a Region 12 championship. Unfortunately, they suffered back-to-back losses to the Canyon View Falcons at home. Joining us right now in the studio to talk a bit about that, we have head coach Jeff Cincinnati. Coach, it's good as always to get you in. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you getting me into Jordan. Thanks.
Definitely, Coach. Let's start by talking about how things went on Tuesday night. I mean, again, it was a great opportunity for your team. First game was kind of a heartbreaker, falling 4-3, giving up two runs late in the contest. Second game, not so much, 14-4, but it was close midway through. So it was entertaining baseball nonetheless.
Yeah, two games for us on Tuesday, really playing for the region championship like we spoke about last week, and playing a good Canyon View team who were region champs last year in our region and picked again to win the region championship this year. And you know, we lose a tough one, 4-3. We give up two runs in the seventh inning. In the first game, I thought an excellent pitching job done by Zach Bradley in our first game. I think me and you spoke about it earlier. I don't think he gave up a hit until the fourth inning or something. But just a great pitching performance. We out-hit him 8-5 in the game, but you know, five errors in the field on defense really cost us the ball game. And at this point in time in the season, you just can't make errors against good teams and expect to win baseball games. So, you know, we lose a close one, 4-3. We come back in the second game, I thought, really flat, not playing with a lot of energy, which, you know, we still have an opportunity for a region championship. I mean, even though we lost the first, you know, an opportunity to win the second game and then, you know, then go to Canyon View on Friday and win another one still means a region championship for us. And just real disappointed on how our kids came out in the second game and really didn't play with a lot of effort. I got after them after the first game and kind of challenged them a little bit. And was just a little bit disappointed on how we responded to that challenge. And, you know, it's tough. I mean, high school kids are tough. They're tough to read sometimes. You try and push the right buttons sometimes as a coach, and maybe you push the wrong ones. But, you know, to me, you got to go back out and you got to battle and you got to step back up and defend your home field. And we just didn't do that in the second game, even though it was close throughout the contest. You know, we give up three runs in the first, come back and get to ourselves. Keep it at 5-4 in the fifth inning, but then just in the sixth and seventh inning, you know, just give up a bunch of runs, end up getting beat 14-4. But again, in that game, errors was the number one thing that killed us. We had seven errors in the second game, 12 errors on the day in two games, and you're not going to beat good teams. You're not going to beat mediocre teams making 12 errors in two games. So just real disappointed in the errors and how they hurt us. And, you know, just a disappointing day as far as Carbon High baseball goes, losing the two games there. But you know what? It's a bump in the road. You've got to bounce back from it. You've got to learn from it. Again, we weren't winning a state championship on Tuesday. We were looking to win a region championship, which was one of our goals. But, you know, ultimately the state championship is our big goal and our ultimate goal for everybody. And, you know, it's just a bump in the road to that. So we've got to learn from it. We've got to bounce back. We've got to finish up tomorrow our region play at Canyon View, hopefully with a win, get back on a winning note, and then we got a couple of non-league games next week, and the state tournament starts. So we're still on pace for what we need to do. We just need to learn from our mistakes and clean some things up.
You know, you look at the way the season has unfolded for this team. You put yourself in a great position. I think at the beginning of the year, Coach Vada said you just got to beat Canyon View 2 out of 3 to win a region crown. Two of those three will come at home. You would have taken that, right, at the beginning of the year?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you know, we lost a lot of great talent off last year's team. Got a lot of guys coming in this year who, you know, hadn't seen a lot of varsity time, kind of uncharted waters for a lot of our guys. So if we'd have talked about that at the beginning of the year and said that's the situation we're going to be in, you know, I'd have jumped right to it and said, let's just do that right now. But it's been a process. It's been a long process. There's been a lot of good things. You know, we were making a lot of errors early in the season. We kind of cleaned that up in the middle part of the season when we did a nice job in region play, you know, winning three of the series, two of the series anyway. But then the errors crept back in the other day, and boy, it just really hurts to have those things creep back in when you've been doing such a good job with them. And, you know, our pitching was coming along early in the season. It was our pitching that was a little bit behind, and, you know, we weren't doing a real good job on the mound. We were walking too many guys and doing things like that. And I knew once we got that cleaned up, I thought we'd be, you know, in good shape. And we are. We're still in good shape. We need to be a little more consistent, obviously, with our bats, but that's every year. I mean, that's just the way the baseball game goes. I mean, some days you swing the bat, some days you don't, but the teams that ultimately win a state championship put it all together, you know, pitching, hitting, and defense, and that's why they win. And so we need to put those things back together here in the last two or three weeks of the season and give ourselves a chance to win and beat anybody that we, you know, we face.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbondale baseball team. How have the kids been mentally since losing those two games? Because you talk about having to come back, bounce back, and get back and rolling. Sometimes that's easier said than done, especially when you have your ultimate goal or your first goal right there for you on your home field. How have the kids looked and communicated with you since?
You know, there hasn't been a lot of communication, really. It's kind of a gray area right now. You know, we're really going to see how we respond and play tomorrow. We only had the one practice yesterday since dropping the two games. We worked a lot on defense yesterday. You know, today we'll get back after it, probably get a lot of batting practice in today and see where we're at. But, you know, ultimately it's going to be how we play on Friday and how they respond. I mean, we need to go get a win. Even though we're not playing for the region championship, we're still playing for seeding in our region. We want to, you know, finish as high as we can, and the two seed is still on the line for us. We're either going to be the two or three seed now. We're not going to drop to the four seed. That would be, you know, impossible for us to drop that low. So we're going to be a two or three seed. We're going to travel for the first weekend of the state tournament, but, you know, just depending on where we go and who we play now. But still, it's not so much about who we're playing or where we're going. It's about what Carbon High is doing at that point in time, and it's the way it is all year long with us. I'm just more concerned with where we're at, not with what team we're playing. And, you know, it's hard to focus on somebody else when we're so focused on ourselves and where we're at. So we just need to see how we respond tomorrow. Hopefully the guys, you know, it's a long bus ride down to Cedar. Hopefully they're, you know, thinking about the game and preparing themselves, and we go play well and come home and get ready to play, you know, like I said, a couple of non-league games next week to kind of fine-tune some things and then be ready for the following weekend. And so we'll just see how it goes. Right now, it's really kind of too early to tell how we're going to respond to these two losses. Obviously, I'm sure they're down. You know, it's a goal that they had, and it was right there for them. And when you take something away from somebody, you know, it's hard to bounce back. But it's our job as a coaching staff to try and get the kids to bounce back and focus back on what the ultimate goal was, which is a state championship, and that's still in play for us. So, you know, we got to put this away as much as it hurts. You know, I've been moping around for 2 days now, and I need to get myself picked back up too. You know, it was right there for your kids, and you know they've worked hard and they deserve it, and they just didn't get it. And so it's hard as a coach to not see your guys get rewarded with, you know, what they wanted out of region play. But at the same time, you know, I think a region or a state championship would erase all of those memories. So, you know, we still got to bounce back and focus on our ultimate goal, which is that state championship.
Any doubt in your mind that this team can compete with the top squads in 3A? You outplayed Canyon View for the majority of the first game, outplayed them at Splurts in that second game, and that's the best team in Region 12, knowing that they're going to more than likely be the one. So, I mean, I guess you can look at it from that perspective, right, that you outplayed the best team in the region at times?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, especially with the new pitching rule changes that have come into effect this year, I think it might level out the field just a little bit more than it has in the past. But, you know, I think the teams that have three or four really good pitchers are going to shine through a little bit more than maybe they have in the past. And you know, and I'm really confident with our pitching staff. I mean, our pitchers have really done a nice job here in the second half of the season and kept us in ball games. And we've just kind of let them down with our defense and then some games with not hitting the ball. But I've been really pleased with our pitching, you know, lately. And if they continue to get better these next couple weeks and they have that confidence and focus going into the state tournament, you know, I believe we can go in there and play with anybody and beat anybody. You know, I don't see too many teams in the state in 3A right now that, you know, go five or six pitchers deep and that have been really using those guys all year. If you look at everybody and you look at box scores, it's been kind of a one or two man show. I mean, maybe a third guy in there who's done a decent job. And so, you know, pitching wise, it hasn't been any better than what we've done pitching wise all year. It's just been a little bit more consistent with the bats on some teams and then cleaning the defense up. And those are just things, those can be cleaned up. And, you know, they're things that we need to work on. We're not just getting beat because we're not as good as somebody. And so that's what I always tell the guys. I mean, if we were just getting beat by better teams and we just weren't as good as they are and we're not going to be as good as they are, then you have something to worry about. But we have the capability. We have the players to do it. I'm confident with our coaching staff. You know, they're really doing a good job with the guys, and we just need to be a little bit more focused as players on what we're being asked to do and how we do it. And, you know, we just have some mental lapses that have really cost us in games so far. We talked a little bit off air about some base running mistakes and things like that. Those are mental things that we're just not thinking about at the time, and we need to clean those things up. And if we can put it all together in the last couple of weeks, you know, anything can happen. I mean, a few years back, a Gransfield team came from nowhere, won a state championship, hadn't done much all year long, you know, beat all the best teams in the state, and, you know, we're really overlooked. And so, hey, it happens, and, you know, we're going to be right there when the end of the year hopefully rolls around and giving ourselves a chance to win that title.
We'll end with this, Coach. What does the schedule look like for you guys next week once we wrap up the regular season tomorrow?
So after the regular season, next week on Wednesday at home, our young guys are scheduled to play Payson, a sophomore and freshman doubleheader, starting at 3 o'clock in Helper. And then we have an open spot because we had an earlier varsity game get rained out with Union in the year. So we're going to do an alumni game at 7:30 Wednesday night, and I encourage everyone to come out. Hopefully the weather warms back up. Obviously it's really cold today, but it does look better next week. And you know, we're going to do a 7:30 start. There's a lot of people who haven't had a chance to come out and watch us play because we do play so early, and we've got a group of alumni guys coming back, mostly guys that played Helper American Legion baseball for me. They're going to come back out and play, and guys that played at Carbon High, and that game has to count for us on our season schedule anytime we play something at the varsity level. So, you know, we're using it to get better. We're using it like a regular game for us to get better for the state tournament. We're going to have our senior night that night, and, you know, got some festivities there to announce our seven seniors and recognize them and their parents, and, you know, some academic all-region and all-state honors for baseball and things like that. So, you know, that's going to be a good night for us, hopefully. We encourage everybody to come out at 7:30 and watch that varsity game. And if you can get there earlier and watch our younger guys play if you haven't had a chance to. And then on Saturday, we go up and travel up to Sky Ridge, which is a new high school up in the Lehigh area, a big school who's been doing really well this year. And, you know, that's going to be our final test of the season before the state tournament starts. And we're going to go up there and just let all our pitchers get some time. Hopefully, you know, get some swings in and just fine tune some things, and that'll be our last game before the state tournament starts, which is the following Saturday. And like I said, we'll be traveling and we'll get back on the air and talk about where we're going and who we're facing before that happens. But as far as next week goes, Wednesday is our last home day. I encourage everyone to come out, watch our young guys play, and then hopefully stick around and watch, you know, some of maybe your favorite guys that have been out of baseball for the last few years. It seems to be a really fun event with these guys coming back and playing an alumni game against our current high school squad. So encourage everyone to come out and enjoy some baseball next week.
Coach, always fun to get an update from you on the team. Thank you very much. Best of luck tomorrow, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
We have more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. We'll move to the national scene right after this.